call 01904 641 641.
Jonathan Cowop.
BBC Radio York.
BBC Radio York on a Friday morning. Jonathan Cowart with you through until noon, being helped through the first part of the programme this morning by some willing members of the York Youth Council, who have been doing a project. It's one of a number of projects they're doing, studying issues which, as we were hearing from Alicia and Olive in the first part of the programme this morning, to benefit the lives of young people in and around the city. And we're joined by two more members. We've had a crew change in the last few minutes during the headlines there. And I'm joined on the programme now by Beth. Good morning.
Good morning.
And by Nathan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Are you Nathan or Nate?
Nathan.
Nathan. You are properly Nathan. Just tell me about your circumstances at the moment. Are either of you still at school?
No, we've both left now.
Yeah. Right. Whereabouts were you at school, Beth?
I used to be at Millthorpe.
Right. And what was the school uniform policy there?
We had to wear a sweatshirt, a shirt and trousers or a skirt. Right. And everything. It had to be black.
And it had to be black.
Yeah.
And were you in big trouble if it wasn't?
Yes.
were you personally ever pulled up over uniform issues?
No, unless it was extreme circumstances.
She was a good girl when it came to school. What about you, Nathan? Where did you go?
I was at Huntington.
And what was the uniform policy there?
Pretty much the same as Millthorpe. We were banded jumper, shirt and tie.
Yeah.
A pain
to wear. I don't know traditionally who hates school uniform more, whether it's young men or young women.
Well, I don't mind it that much. I think it's...
I don't mind it that much either, but I would say young women, to be honest.
Yeah. I think a lot of young people want to express themselves at young ages.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a uniform's a good idea.
It makes sense. Just explain why, from your point of view, it makes sense. Why were you happy to wear a uniform?
Because it unites the school as one.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier for people to get a uniform every single morning rather than having to pick out something to wear as well.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Oh, I can just see Nathan standing in front of his wardrobe thinking, now, what shall I wear to school today? Will it be the bowler hat and the cravat?
Well, as you can tell, I did that this morning.
Absolutely. Oh, he's come into the studio this morning looking very, very dandy in a grey jumper, actually. Yeah, and what about the cost of it all? Because this is what the York Youth Council have really gone into. What prompted that? Was this some kind of discussion about how much it was actually costing families?
Our main campaign, well, one of our main campaigns this year is poverty, and we found that recently the cost of uniforms have skyrocketed and are extortionate for what they should be, as some of them can go up to £200.
Yeah, well, this is the Joseph Rowntree School uniform. Right down to, I think your colleagues left the sort of the master list there. I can't remember who was actually lowest on the list. If you just